let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Golden Book of Poems from the pen of Herman Gapor are generated from the heart. Their inspiration came from years of joy and sadness. They encourage the readers to maintain hope and assurance in trusting a higher being to comfort and sustain them during their darkest hour. Through reading these poems, the reader will gain a quest in understanding love while not rejecting disparity. Herman Gapor, author of the Golden Book of Poems, is with us on This Week in America. Herman, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program.
You're welcome, sir.
It is a pleasure to have you here to talk about this book that you've done that has touched so many people in a very positive way. The book is the Golden Book of Poems. What inspired you to write this book? Where did the motivation come from for the book?
Well, over the years, I have lived in many places in my life, and I have seen the people, the movements of people and animals and everything that is around me. And during my time in school, I would write poems for my teachers and my classmates. And I would store them into one book. And sometimes I would sit down and read them over. And I would say to myself, these poems should be a book of poems that everyone can read and enjoy it as they read. And that is what inspired me. The people that is around me, trees, animals, everything that is around me. And as I looked at them, I said, you know what? I'm going to write about them.
And you have so well in the book, The Golden Book of Poems by Herman Gapor, our guest on the program. That's G-A-P-O-U-R. If you're Googling, the book's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. Said something interesting there with your poetry. What did you learn when writing this book, putting this collection together?
What did I learn is that I learned that the struggles of life is not easy. But if I can change the life of one person with my words of encouragement, it will mean a lot to them and myself. And when I say that is, when you write words and it touches the heart of people, it will change their lives in some way whatsoever.
And you've done that with the book. And again, it's available at the usual places. And we'll give you a list of those, and they'll be posted on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the title. Once you have the poems together, you've got the collection that you want to share with the public, you need to title it. You need to name the book. How did you come up with a title for the book?
Well, the title means that the words in the book will take you back in the past, present, and future days as we live, and encourage you so that you can lift your head above water. And when I mean above water, it will give you hope so that you can think better in life and think more positive of what you are doing with your life in general.
The book is The Golden Book of Poems by Herman Gapor, our guest on the program. What is the message? Is there a main message or theme that the book carries?
The message is that there is hope in our lives, but we have to think positive and put our best foot forward as we live. In life, there are so much struggles and things that is going on in our lives. So if we can change our lives, we have to think of something positive so that we can put our best foot forward and change our lives as we live.
Would you change anything about the book now that it's out there and you've had a chance to read it and get feedback from people? Would you change anything?
No, sir. I would not change anything in the book. I would not change anything in the book because what is in the book, we are experiencing that all those things in our everyday life. And that is the reason why I would not change anything in the book.
Yes, you touch on so many areas that we all can relate to in the book, the Golden Book of Poems.
Yes,
talk
sir.
About the success that you've had in writing this book and in touching people. Are you satisfied with the success you've had as a poet? And if so, why?
Yes, sir, I do. I am happy and I am satisfied with the success of my book. And why? Because it is out there changing the lives of people one day at a time.
What has this experience been like for you when you've had a chance to see the book, a published book with your name, your poems in? What has that experience been like?
That experience was good. And I take those words from my heart and put it into the book. And I expect people to read it. And as they read, it will encourage them and take their lives into a different level of life.
You've done so much in sharing your story, sharing your thoughts, your emotions that will help people get through those difficult times in their lives. Are you working on another book now? And if so, what would the motivation, the inspiration be for a follow-up?
Well, I'm working on another book, which is two more books in general. I would love to see people of this world live in love and unity like when we were children, when love was the order of the day. We know that in the past years, maybe 50 years or more, people was living in love and unity. There was so much love. But as the time goes by and the years go by, I see different changes in the love of people. And I'm appealing to people, let us get back to the love that we once knew in the years and over the years.
Those are such powerful words, and you think of that often, or you see kids out playing together and you think, boy, if we could just go back and recapture that. And I understand they don't have mortgage payments to make and they don't have car payments to make and family schedules to juggle. But if we could just capture some of that childlike quality that we see
and
go back and capture that in our lives, what a difference that would make.
It would make a lot of difference, not just to us, but our children and our children's children.
Yes, I think the happier we are, the more content we are. That helps the family. That helps our family and friends as well. The Golden Book of Poems is written by Herman Gapour. That's Gapour. The book available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. When you take a look at what you've been able to do in your life, and not just the poetry book, but in your life total, what do you feel you've accomplished?
I have accomplished so much because it has taken me from where I was to where I am now. And I am glad that I do this book. And I hope that one day it will change some lives and some people so that they can think the way that I think right now.
What does it take, do you think, to be an author? We see so many people who attempt to do that and fall short of their goal. You've done this book. You're touching people. This message is very positive. It's relatable. People are accepting it, and you're making their lives better. What does it take, do you think, to be an author, to be able to reach an audience?
You have to be dedicated. You have to work hard. When I mean hard, you have to have peace of mind and a good imagination of what is there to write. Sometimes you have work to do, you have to work, but again, you have to have that dedication so that you can do what you have to do. Many sleepless nights will come in the future, but do it, because when you put your best foot forward, it will help someone.
We touched on this before, and it's interesting always talking to a first-time published author. What was this journey like for you? It's one thing to think, I've got these poems here. I think I can impact people. I would like to publish a book, but then actually doing it is something totally different. What has this journey been like from the time you thought about a book to it's actually out there and you're getting this positive feedback, these 5-star reviews?
It wasn't easy and do takes a lot of time and sleepless nights. But once you have that dedication, then your dreams will come to reality. And when I say dreams will come to reality, it doesn't take you a month or two. It will take you a long time and sleepless nights. But you have to get your pencil and paper ready that as you start to think of one word, you take up your book and your pencil and you write.
What influences you as a writer? Where do you get the influence to write these poems?
I try to observe everything that is around me. That is people, animals, trees, snow, and rain. I looked at the movements. Then I started to write about what I have seen. And when I say that, I sit down many times, I look at everything, observe what is going on, and then I take up my paper and pencil, and I said, okay, I can write now what is there, and my imagination will tell me more of what I am to write.
Being a poet and having that vision that you have, does that make you appreciate life more fully, do you think? I mean, we look and we see trees, leaves falling down, and we think we got to go rake them. We think of the negative, or we plow through them and don't even think about them at all. And I would think you would look at that and you would find something special there. Does the gift that you have give you a better appreciation, a more developed appreciation of what's going on in life and what life is all about?
Yes, you have to, it's like measuring something. So you have to come between life and what you have seen. And when you have seen all those things, it is telling you in your mind that let me do something positive that it can help someone else.
One of the themes that you talk about in the book, and we've got a couple minutes left in the program, the book is The Golden Book of Poems by Herman Gapour. That's G-A-P-O-U-R. Book at Amazon, yes. Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You talk about getting people through their darkest hours. Talk about that, because I'm sure this is from the heart. This is emotional for you because you've gotten through them. How did you get through the dark periods?
Well, it wasn't easy. And sometimes whatever you cannot manage, you have to ignore it or put them behind you so that you can have a clear mind of what you are doing. Because when you sit down with your pen and paper, it is taking a lot of dedication and a lot of time. And when you do that, you have to say, put your heart into it. And when you put your heart into it, you will see the fruits of your labor as you write.
How challenging is it for you to write poetry? You mentioned this all started back in school, to take your thoughts. And for many, we struggle just to put our thoughts down, in a text, paragraph, and sentences. You have to put them together in such a way it captures our attention. You have to have the right word in the right place. How challenging is that to take a concept, to take a thought that you have, and to put it in poetic form?
I will be honest with you, and I will be honest with you. It doesn't take me like challenging hour or days, whatever, because once I started to write, everything started comes up in my mind. It's like I am seeing the same thing over and over again. So it just takes me a few minutes that I can imagine over the years what I have been through, where I've been, and what is going on, and I just can write right there.
Boy, it sounds like this is a special gift that you have. Do you consider it to be a gift?
Yes, sir, I do.
It's a gift
that
you're sharing with so many people. The book is doing excellent.
You have to share whatever gift you have with someone else. It mustn't be, it cannot be a lot of money or money whatever, but sometimes you change a person's life just by saying a good word to them, a positive word, in other words.
Yeah, what is that like when someone comes to you or you hear a story of someone who read your book that maybe went through was going through a difficult period, but realized after reading the inspiration of your poems, okay, this will pass and I do need to get through this and I can get through this. When you maybe even have saved a life in the process, certainly you've emotionally turned them around. What is that like as a poet to be able to accomplish something like that?
I will speak to them and I will say, you know what? Just take it one day at a time. It will work out. Just pray on it and work hard so that you can get somewhere. It is not easy because I was there. And when I'm telling you that I was there, I was all the way down. And I have seen where I have been right now. I have stumbled many times, but I refuse to fall because I need myself to go further in life, to take a new dimension in my life and do more better in my life.
With us on the program, Herman Gapor. The book is The Golden Book of Poems. Again, it's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to the various websites that will have information on Herman's book. Herman, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with your writing. Hopefully we can do this again. We'd love to have you back. Much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you too.
With us on the program, Herman Gapor, it's been a pleasure. This has been great. Thank you for spending some time with us. I'm sure you've helped a lot of people. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day now.
And you as well. The book is The Golden Book of Poems. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.